Products look alike. One exception is Amazing Plank acrylic siding. From the bold, rich colors to the unique wood grain, Amazing Plank acrylic siding stands out from the crowd. And since Amazing Plank is the longest one-piece insulated siding system available, unsightly seams are a thing of the past. For a limited time, receive an additional 20% off or 18 months no interest. Call Amazing Siding today, 636-230-5800.
Call Amazing Siding and you'll never paint again.
Dad's always taking care of things, but now the house is just too much. I know he worries.
And so do you. That's why there's Westview at Ellisville Assisted Living. What a relief to know that he'll be looked after. From delicious meals and day-to-day activities to making sure he gets his medications and even memory care, we'll be here for him. All with no buy-in fee and affordable month-to-month rent. Schedule a tour today at westviewassistedliving.com. Westview at Ellisville in West County. Life worry-free.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword. And our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
New Quaker State Defy Motor Oil stops up to 98% of future engine wear based on the industry standard sequence 4A wear test. Learn more at quakerstate.com.
Playhouses on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinions on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
And we're full of chit. And we think you'll get lots of
hot, erotic, no holds barred excitement.
That's what we are.
Yeah.
Nail this show. Well, let's see how well I can talk after knocking down some what I thought were peanut butter crackers out of the vending machine. It turns out, after I opened them, no, they were crackers. And guess what, Red Boy? Not peanut butter. What do you think?
You can't talk.
He's
right
not
now.
Even in here.
He
where
can't
is
talk.
He? Was he on break?
Late again.
He's out trying to find his book.
I'll catch up with him later.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a great book. I'm going to look into that. Well, good afternoon. Welcome to the May 9th edition of Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by a furniture store you're really going to like if you've never been there, Ashley Furniture Home Stores. We'll talk. Oh, no. Stop. No, stop. Man. Stop right there.
What happened?
Explain what happened.
Orchestra.
What happened?
I don't know.
This
is supposed to
start, and then they stop, and then they start it again.
No, this show has to be seamless. So what we're going to do is I'm going to go back and say, Ashley Home Furniture. Let's try this again. Ashley Home Furniture Stores, but first.
Hey!
So much better.
Now we're going to edit all this, right?
Oh, they'll never hear those.
Yeah, nobody will hear that.
The audience will hear perfection by the time we get this all edited. They'll never hear any of that.
Okay.
At the control board, making mistakes you'll never hear, Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stiefel Nicholas.
Who are they with?
And they are with Stiefel Nicholas.
Okay.
And if you are not hearing from your advisor, you need to call Mark and Jason because they talk to all of their clients every 3 months. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Daniel Levi Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
Now, we mentioned this last year. He was not successful getting them to market. He thinks maybe this year he can get them in a few pro shops. For the golfers out there, our buddy Rat Boy has created some very special teas. And they're made, what are they made out of? What?
Teas.
Cheese teas for golfers.
Oh.
And then once you're finished and you're after the last hole, you just eat the tea.
Nice.
Like a little snack. Good luck with that, Rat Boy. And your book. Give it up, if you would, for Bruce Limperst and the All Boy Orchestra.
Yeah.
Yeah. can't whistle after you eat crackers.
No.
Makes me mad. You know, I go to that vending machine, and I wanted peanut butter crackers, and I didn't even notice. They're the same, that orange color cracker.
Ones, yeah.
It's got cheese in them. Not the same.
I like those better.
Now I'm in a bad mood. I hope I can tell a joke. Well, we'll see. Brought to you by Ashley Furniture Home Stores. Forgot who I was talking to yesterday, a friend of my wife's. She said, by the way, I hear you talking about Ashley. I love that furniture store. Well, what's not to like? Good furniture. This no BS made-up sales way that they do business. And it's too bad everything can't be done that way. Here's the price. If you like it, you buy it, and that's the end of it. But no, too many of these furniture stores have to come up with these. It's our biggest sale of the... I could just see the actual commercial copy that they print out years in advance. It's our biggest sale of the, and there's a blank in there, of the season, of the year. It's our biggest sale of the week, of the day. They don't do that. Every once in a while, they will run special prices, Ashley, and that means it's either something that they're clearing out the inventory of because they don't make it anymore, or they got a real special deal on it. But that's not the norm. The norm for Ashley is, here's our furniture and here's the price. And when you do see, national commercials for Ashley with sales, okay, those sale prices are already at the St. Louis Ashley Furniture Home Stores. Accessories. When you think of furniture, what's the first room you think of?
Living room.
Yeah.
Now, that's very interesting because that's the least used room of the house. I would never have thought living. Why would you think living room?
Couch, like end tables,
entertainment.
Things like that.
I think of the bedroom
center.
Furniture. Well, I'm very active in the bedroom.
Well, yeah.
Maybe part of it, too. I think of bedroom furniture.
That would be my second, the bedroom.
Yeah. We have a living room. I think we have a... I don't ever go in it, but we have that little, you know, when you walk in the house.
What do you call the room with the TV in?
That's our family room.
Family room. Well,
the living room is an unnecessary waste of space that a lot of houses had, certainly when ours was built. It's a sitting area nobody sits in. And you have to put something in it, or it's just an empty, goofy-looking room is the first thing you see when you walk in the house. I think of bedroom furniture. It doesn't matter what room it is. Ashley's going to have the furniture, but they do a lot of bedroom furniture business, from the furniture to the bedspread. In fact, it's pretty interesting. They'll include the bedspread when they do an entire, you know, bedroom package. Huge mattress business. Now, a lot of people are in the mattress, but in fact, there are mattress stores. They don't do anything but mattress. Mattress Giant, Mattress City. Interesting thing is, Ashley outsells most all those stores where that's all they do. They do a huge mattress, a huge Simmons dealer too. And I don't know the difference, and I don't know that there's a lot of difference in mattresses. I think everybody, what are the names? Simmons, Serta, is Beautyrest a Serta, Simmons, or is that its own brand?
I have no idea.
I don't know either. But I think each one of those within that brand name has the really firm and the pillow top and the not as firm, and they have all that. But the variety and the selection at Ashley, you won't need to go anywhere else. The same place you buy your living room furniture, go and get your bedroom furniture and get your kitchen table, your dining room table or whatever. They're not only closely associated to a great charity called A Hope to Dream, they started the charity. And what they do is Ashley delivers new beds and sheets and pillows and bedspreads to kids who have never had a decent bed. That's one of the things that we all take for granted, is that at night we crawl into a clean bed. Unless you live in Britain, and remember what we learned? On average in Britain, they change the bedclothes and the sheets every 3 months.
Ooh. Or three times a year.
Three times a year.
Yeah,
so it'd be every 4 months.
Yeah.
I don't know how you could do that. Do you sweat at night? I sweat. I don't even care if the room is cool. I sweat at night.
People
so you
sweat.
Got my side of the bed hot, and you got ice crystals on my wife's side of the bed.
And then you have your skin, like, flakes and stuff.
Yeah.
And then there's any activity.
Discharge. There could be some discharge
yeah.
of various kinds.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know how people could do that. But they have this charity because, again, we take for granted what a lot of kids don't ever have. And that's a nice, clean. I'll tell you what, there's not much that's better than a really good, warm bed. And I say warm because even when it's hot, I like to chill down the room with the air conditioning. And it's so comfortable. And here's the other thing, sheets. We have these sheets at home. I'm getting off the subject here a little bit, but I'll get back to Ashley. And my wife picks these out. I don't know how to describe them. It's thread count or something. They are the softest sheets. I'm not kidding. They're the softest things I've ever seen. And I've stayed other places where the sheets are scratchy, like sandpaper, cheap material. No, thank you. It's kind of like once you've had a king-size bed, you get in a queen, which at one time was considered, ooh, queen-size bed. Nah, it's like sleeping on a cot after you've had a king-size. Whatever you're looking for, they're going to have it at Ashley. You're going to like these stores a lot, especially the no BS fake, no fake sale part of it. There are 6 Ashley Furniture Home stores in the St. Louis area. In Illinois, we have Edwardsville and Shiloh. And on the Missouri side of the river, South County, West County, Florissant, and O'Fallon, Missouri. Ashley Furniture Home Stores. And you get out west, by the way, it's not just King. They have California King and then regular King. That's a little confusing. All right. Today, I had an opportunity to really appreciate modern technology. In my bathroom, master bathroom, there's a tiny leak under the sink. So I got in there last night with a flashlight and a couple of wrenches, thinking, like, I'm going to fix this, and I knew I wouldn't. And the leak was a fitting underneath, and I called a plumber, and I said, can I get somebody out here Friday morning? And he says, exactly what is it? And I said, I think I know right where the leak is coming from. So the short version of this story is, he said, what's the brand of the faucets? And I said, I don't know. And he said, take a picture with your phone of the faucets. Shoot it to me. I did. He shot the picture to a distributor or something in Kansas City. Boom, bada boom, bada bing, boom. Done. They knew exactly what it was. They'll have the fitting. They'll be out tomorrow. That is so great that you can take your phone and take a picture.
You should recommend the fittings we have in the bathroom here.
Oh, yeah.
Those are...
Wow, I wish everybody could come visit our bathroom. Top quality plumbing in our bathroom. Let me put it to you this way.
Very flexible.
Very flexible.
Well, it's
if you go in our bathroom here at KTRS and decide to wash your hands, don't hang on to the handle of the faucet too long because the entire fixture will come out in your hands. It's not even bolted. It's unbelievable.
It's those new moving faucets.
Yeah, floating. Yeah,
mobile, floating. You take the faucet with you when you're finished.
Yeah.
Floating faucet. The spout, the hot, cold, everything just comes right out of the vanity.
Yeah, it's
the greatest. I'm telling you. All right, we mentioned it earlier. Let me give you the details. We have a guy, he's 48 years old. He has just finished, this was out in California, a 13-hour surgery to remove his 132-pound scrotum.
No.
Wesley Warren Jr. said it was making his day-to-day life a nightmare. Well, no kidding.
What?
His condition was scrotal lymphedema. And over a 2-year period, his scrotum went from normal scrotum size to 132 pounds. He carried his nutsack around in a bucket.
A bucket?
Like a basket, yeah.
Yeah, I've seen video of him. Sometimes he would carry a milk crate, too, and he'd sit down. He would sit down, and then he'd place his
scrotum.
Big testes.
Said it was essentially the size of the average watermelon.
Wow.
Yeah, it was huge.
So he couldn't... One big scrotum.
Could he not wear pants?
He wore a hooded sweatshirt turned upside down using the hood to hold his scrotum up out in public.
Yeah, he would wear pants and then the hoodie would cover his boys.
Scrotal hoodie. He says, I can't wait to urinate like a normal man and have a romantic relationship with a woman.
Oh.
Well, good for him. Now, this is the really the interesting part. And for those of you who don't see through this Dr. Oz type crap, here's a great story for you. He says the Dr. Oz show offered to pay for the entire surgery at a top-notch hospital, but they wanted exclusive rights to his story. So in other words, well, we'll do this.
We own you.
Then. We own you. That's not charity. And I've heard other stories about that Oz stuff. I don't know. Congratulations, by the way. That guy no longer has a 132-pound scrotum. Now, we talk about porn on this show. We joke about porn on this show. It's a serious business, though, and a big business. And I have some numbers that will stun you that have to do with pornography. The two biggest porn sites, and I'm tempted to say what they are, but I don't want to be that the guy
right.
responsible
we
for
don't
anybody.
Want to give them business for you, yeah. business.
Yeah, they're not paying us. But the two biggest porn sites together have 735,000 different videos you can watch.
Wow.
For free. All right, what do you think the average viewing time of a porn video is? The average time that somebody watches the video. Dan, we'll start with you.
3 minutes.
I'll say 12.
Peon, you are a porn expert. 11 minutes. 11 minutes is the average time. Since they launched these two sites in 2006, the number of views has hit right under almost 100 billion.
Oh, my goodness.
That is 15,000 views for every person on Earth.
Wow.
Think about that. That's the equivalent of every single human being on the Earth looking at porn 15,000 times. They grow in numbers of viewers by 22,000. I'm sorry, the number of videos added grows by 22,000 every month, which tells me there's a lot of porn video being produced. Somewhere right now, there are hundreds of people doing it on camera.
Yeah.
Shut up.
But it's all free. I don't know how they're making any money. That's the confusing part to me.
Since 2006, this is unbelievable. Here, if you took the actual amount of video that people have watched since 2006 on these sites, and you wanted to watch it, it would take you 1.2 million years to watch all the video. That's unbelievable.
Wow.
So there you go. For all of you who wondered, hey, what's up with the porn industry? Now you know. We find out now that this guy, what's his name? The hostage guy that got all the attention.
Charles Ramsey.
Charles Ramsey was, in fact, not the first guy to try to help these women out who had been kidnapped or being held hostage. The guy's name was Cordero, Angel Cordero, but he never sought out any attention. He doesn't speak English. So Mr. Ramsey jumps in there, and I think, to me, gave the impression he was the guy, the first guy you see. And now his flame is kind of being doused a little bit. All the more reason that people like McDonald's need to step back before they jump in and go, all right, man, this guy's a hero. We're going to take good care of him. And wait till you find out the facts. This reminds me of a movie. And if anybody out there, if I'm wrong, please call and correct me. But I'm pretty sure the movie's called Hero. It was with Dustin Hoffman. It wasn't a big deal at the box office. But when I finally watched it, it's a tremendous movie. And essentially, it's about a guy. I think there's an accident or something, and somebody does something very heroic and saves a bunch of lives. And he is mistakenly identified as the hero, and he goes along with it and takes all the credit, gets all the interviews, all the acts, and he's, in fact, not the hero. It's another guy. It's a great movie. And again, I think it's called Hero. I mentioned to you for many, many years that one of the things I always told my kids was if you decide in your life to do something that doesn't seem quite right, just kind of ask yourself the question, if I do this, what's the worst thing that can happen to me? Just kind of think about that. If I'm drunk and I'm going to get in the car and I'm going to drive home. I think I'm not that drunk. I'm okay. Well, what's the very worst thing that can happen? And I think the worst thing that can happen is you're going to have an accident and kill somebody, and you may do a lot of prison time. And all it would have taken was to step back and go, ooh, what's the worst thing that can happen, and then not do it. This kid who punched this referee is a perfect example. It goes from just punching a referee to homicide. And this kid's life has changed forever. 17, tried as an adult. So think before you do something really stupid. I think about this stuff a lot, like road rage. To you, what may to you be not a big deal could end up resulting in the other person having a horrible accident because you distracted them. I don't know. I just think before you do something. And that soccer referee, it was soccer, right?
Yes.
Is the perfect example.
Yeah.
Now, this is something that I know of. Do we know if anybody here has had sex change? We don't really know, do we? That we could be working with somebody who used to be a man, is now a woman.
We guess it's possible.
We suspect that there are a few people.
We suspected a couple of people.
Yeah.
The toe sucker, I suspected.
Yeah,
I
might
have at one time been a woman.
That's right, dude.
I wouldn't have done that.
Why?
No, I wouldn't have done that, because I think everybody knows you're doing John Hadley's voice, and you just implied that maybe Hadley had been a woman.
Well, I saw a video yesterday of him, and he had quite the perm mullet.
I saw that. You got a point.
His boobs are pretty big.
Top ABC News editor in Manhattan, Don Imus, walked into his office in Manhattan last Friday in a little black dress and a brunette wig and announced to his colleagues that they should now call him Don. Don Imus, news editor, ABC News, is now Don Stacy Imus. He is the 49-year-old father of three. Huh? He's splitting from his wife of 17 years to become a woman.
That's got to be weird.
Thank you. I don't even know if I were in that workplace.
I mean, he has the right to. There's nothing
but
wrong
I don't
with
know,
that, but it's got to be
strange.
How
can you not always stare at him, and I don't care if you're calling him Don, you're still thinking, you've got a penis. Mm-hmm. I mean, now you're still thinking, you're really a guy. I'll go along with this, but to me, you're a guy. He says, quote, this is not a game of dress up or make believe. It is who I am now. I need to be happy. Look, I'm not...
I honestly believe there
are people that were
meant,
they were supposed to be women, and I get that. He says, I know you don't resemble, I don't resemble the man you all met 10 years ago. He says her marriage is now wrecked. They're splitting up. I get that too. If I'm a woman and my husband comes home as Dawn somebody, I think this is over. I don't criticize her for that.
Right, it's like the gay men that
But how about this? How about three young children? How does that screw with the head of a kid? It's not daddy anymore. Well, it really is daddy, but she's Dawn. What do you call your dad if he becomes a woman? Still call him daddy? How do you handle that?
Yeah.
It's weird, man. Like the Chaz Bono thing. That's just, it's not wrong. I'm going to say it's wrong. Don't email me. I just think it's...
Chaz has slimmed down. Have you seen him lately?
Well, I saw him on the interview, on the documentary, Dear Mom, that just ran on Lifetime, and he didn't look slim to me. And that's pretty recent.
Let me see if I can...
You know what would be a good name for him? If he changes back to a woman. Now, did he have his wiener removed? I don't remember.
Yes, I believe.
I mean, did he have one added? Okay, does he still...
I don't know about that.
Well, his name ought to be, if he's still a woman, his name shouldn't be Chaz Bono. It should be Chaz No Bone.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't have one. Wow, he is slim.
Yeah, look at that. Lost 43 pounds in 3 months.
Way to go there, Chaz. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
This is a joke that I told in high school. Honest to goodness, that's how old this joke is. And it's also one of those jokes that sometimes people will email me and say, hey, Frank, tell the joke about, and it's this joke. And I write them back and say, the reason I don't tell this joke very often is I honestly think everybody knows it. It's been around so long. But then I have to be reminded that just because I think everybody knows a joke, no, they don't, or they forgot it. So I will... It's like a half apology for telling a joke this old. And if you do know it, maybe if nothing else, you forgot about it, it'll bring it back to you. And it's a story of two guys who are best friends. And they're on vacation together to pick up chicks. And they're walking the beach. And at the end of the day, back in the condo, one guy says to his buddy, he says, I don't get it. You get the chicks, and I don't. He said, well, man, I don't know what to tell you. I'm Italian. His buddy says, I'm Italian, too. He says, you got dark hair. I got dark hair. We're built about the same. We're the same age. I'd say we're both in on the good-looking scale about the same. But the chicks just flock to you, and they ignore me. And his buddy says, well, I'll tell you a little secret. Something that you could try that has worked for me. Before you go out on the beach, he says, you've noticed I wear Speedos. His buddy says, I wear Speedos too. The same kind of thing, the tight little Speedos. They still flock to you. He says, yeah, but try this. Next time you go out on the beach, take a potato and jam it down in your Speedos. His buddy says, really? He says, trust me on this. So the next day, they're out on the beach, and the end of the day, they come in. And his friend says, well, once again, struck out all day. I watched you. Women all over you. They wouldn't give me the time of day. In fact, they were running from me today. Never had that happen before. And his friend says, well, might I suggest next time you put the potato in the front.
And it's been a busy afternoon. Here's Frank Ladd to fill you in on traffic. Frank?
Certainly has been. 44 westbound, still very heavy from east of 270 out past 141. That accident's still on the right shoulder. Debris now in the left lane westbound on Highway 44. So it's a heavy stretch east of 270 out past 141 westbound on Highway 44. 64 eastbound, heavy in pockets between 20th Street and the Poplar. 270 eastbound before McDonald all the way up to New Florist, and it's a slow stretch as well. 270 southbound, you're on the brakes in pockets between Olive and Doherty Ferry. Road construction still has that lane closed, the left lane closed. Westbound on 270 at the Canal Bridge, you're slow approaching that scene there. 64 westbound, heavy headed out of the city as you make your way between the Science Center now and McCausland. And then again, you're on the brakes between, looks like, west of Lindbergh, more like Spady, out through about the Mason Road interchange. And then between Chesterfield Parkway and the Boone Bridge, it's heavy 70 westbound, crossing the Blanchett Bridge, as well as out near the Midrivers Mall Drive, a stretch there where you lose a lane due to construction. This update is brought to you by Sears. Shop for new tires at your convenience with extended hours and online scheduling. Right now, buy three, get one free on Goodyear Eagle GTSs. Visit Sears Auto Center today. Exclusions do apply. See your store for details. The offer ends May 18th. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550 KTRS.
St. Louis, a 24-hour city. Even in the wee hours of the morning, this is a city filled with third shift workers, late night bar hoppers, and night owls. The Big 550 hasn't forgotten you, which is why, beginning at midnight Tuesday through Saturday mornings, you can hear a repeat of the large morning show in the afternoon with Frank O'Pinion, followed by a repeat of the Steve Cochran Morning Quickie at 3 a.m. Both shows are so good, we give you two chances to hear them. The Big 550, KTRS.
10 years ago, a Window World window cost $189 per window, and that included installation. 10 years later, and 35,000 homes later, a Window World window costs $189 per window, including installation. In fact, the only difference is that now it comes with a Good Housekeeping seal of approval. It also comes with every single customer service award you can possibly win. Call Window World now, 314-993-1800, and they'll show you how you can earn a tax credit of 10% up to $500 off of your order. Window World Windows. You need windows, you need entry doors. It's Window World Windows, 314-993-1800, and you can always find out more at windowworld.com. The Good Housekeeping seal of approval, free in-home estimates. Call 314-993-1800, and they'll show you how you can earn a tax credit of 10% up to $500 off of your order. Call Window World, 314-993-1800, or windowworld.com. That's Window World.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 800-254-0512 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 800-254-0512. 800-254-0512.
Hey, Tiger fans, it's time to gear up for another season of SEC football.
Franklin moves left, now moving back to his left side. Steps up, throws in the end zone, man wide open. Touchdown, Missouri. Doriel, Green, Beckham with 47 seconds to play.
Request your 2013 Mizzou football season tickets today. Log on to MUTigers.com to request your seats.
Franklin over the middle, caught by Lucas at the 25 of the 20. Inside the 10, breaks the tackle to the house.
The 2013 home schedule is loaded with five bowl teams from a year ago, including Florida, South Carolina, and Texas A&M. Don't miss any of the exciting action this fall and order your season tickets today.
Two safeties back out of the backfield. Gurley brought down immediately by Will Ebner for a loss back to the 46-yard line.
To order, call 1-800-CAT-PAWS or log on to MUTigers.com.
The experts said it wouldn't happen, but yes, it did. Mortgage rates have fallen, and Golden Oak has lowered rates to 2.5% fixed.
This is Bob Ellman, president of Golden Oak Lending. No one predicted it, and no one knows how long it will last. But for now, mortgage rates are at an all-time low, and new money is now available.
That's right, Bob. Our rates are now 2.5% fixed, and best of all, we have programs that do not even require an appraisal.
It's never been easier to convert to a lower mortgage rate and automatically lower your monthly payment.
Get a lower house payment. Consolidate your debts. Pay off those credit cards. Don't wait. Lock in 2.5% today. Call Golden Oak Lending at 314-567-GOLD. 567-4653.
Call us today and ask for a free payment calculation.
Golden Oak Lending, short my blues.
NMLS 1149.37, 15-year fixed rate, APR 3.187, FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. Call 314-567-GOLD.
I have a question for you. What two flooring companies have been a St. Louis favorite since 1939? Give Up, Karistan, and Midwest Floor. Hello, I'm Brian McGee, president and CEO of Midwest Floor. For years, Midwest Floor and Karistan have teamed together to make the month of May National Karistan Month. If you've ever dreamed of owning a Karistan carpet, now is the time. Karistan, quite simply, makes the finest carpet and rugs made in America. And Midwest Floor is a Karistan gallery dealer, which means you will find no better selection of Karistan products anywhere. And during National Karistan Month, you'll find all Karistan carpets and rugs at significant savings. Plus, on most products, you'll receive a rebate directly from Karistan for up to $1,000. So drop by during National Karistan Month for great savings at Midwest Floor in Brentwood and Chesterfield, or online at MidwestFloor.com. Quality since 1939.
Suntra would like to remind you that safety can be a beautiful thing. Right now, lease a 2013 Volvo S60 T5 Premier for only $298 a month for 24 months. Yep, safe never looked so good. It's a message from Suntra, Missouri's oldest and largest Volvo dealer. More than 200 Volvos in stock at two locations, West County Volvo on Manchester and Suntra Volvo, O'Fallon, Missouri.
$26.99 due at signing, plus tax, title, and license with approved credit. Mileage restrictions apply.
Win a brand new 2013 Corvette convertible at Casino Queen. Come play $100,000 pedal to the metal and win finalist positions every Saturday in May from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. On May 25th, one winner will start the car and drive away in a brand new Corvette convertible. Plus, win your share of $100,000 royal free play at the only employee-owned, locally-owned casino, Casino Queen, home of the loosest slot. See Queen's Club for details. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Be sure to listen for Growing Green with Missouri Botanical Gardens' Gene Ponzi, Sundays at 1 p.m. on KTRS. Brought to you by St. Louis Composting at stlcompost.com.
Hi, Terry Hall, host of This Week in Real Estate here. This Saturday from 3 to 5 p.m., I will be hosting my home buying seminar right here on the Big 550. It's the same seminar that over 50,000 people have attended in person. You get to do it in the comfort of your home. Directions on how to do everything involved in the home buying process. Tape it, download it, just listen. It's all good. Terry Hall's Home Buying Seminar this Saturday from 3 to 5 in the afternoon right here on KTRS.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine, when you gonna let me get
I don't want to forget to remember that I will probably run into somebody who's listening now this weekend at Pistols Plus in Osage Beach, Missouri. Ordered me a new weapon. It comes in tomorrow. I'll probably go in there and get it Saturday. Kind of excited about it. Can't explain why. You just have to like to shoot to understand. Pistols Plus, Osage Beach. Oh, and an auction Saturday morning at 10 o'clock at the auction barn next to Chickie's, which is right on the way into Osage Beach. Big gun auction. 10 o'clock in the morning Saturday from the folks at Pistols Plus. We're going to Southern California. Check in with Mike Evans. And that's made possible by Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home. ThompsonPrice.com is the website. And there you will find everything else you need to know. Phone number, the address of the showroom, and all that stuff. Give it up for Mike Evans.
You did. I did. Have a little sip of wine.
All right.
I got me a new weapon today.
Yeah, what was it?
A 60-degree wedge.
Yeah, I knew it was going to be a golf club.
Well, that works. I you can hit a bad guy with that.
So I told you I've been watching that Jack Webb.
Right.
And I just love that. I just love that show.
One of the greatest of the best of Carson things is the Clapper Caper.
Oh, I remember that.
That's so good, man. In fact, Pion, we got to play that next week.
Yeah. It's Jack Webb was asking the show I watched last night, yesterday afternoon, what it's like when you become a cop. And I thought it was pretty good. Hold on.
What are we doing here?
Oh. He's got it recorded, maybe.
Well, we don't want to hear it.
Here we go.
This is good.
All at once, you lost your first name. You're a cop, a flatfoot bull, a Dick John Law. You're the fuzz, the heat, your poison, your trouble, your bad news. They called you everything, but never a policeman. Maybe she's right. It's not much of a life unless you don't mind missing a Dodger game because the hotshot phone rings. Unless you like working Saturday, Sunday, holidays, got a job that doesn't pay overtime. All the pay's adequate.
There you go.
What a voice. Yeah. We forget what a great voice that guy
had. Yeah.
No, I'm not kidding.
And his cadence of speaking was just...
Oh, it's fabulous. Yeah.
But the resonance in his voice.
But it's funny, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
Pop quiz question. At the annual Met Gala last week in New York, Tommy Hilfiger, his wife couldn't make it, so Tommy asked Nicki Minaj...
No way.
...to be his date. She agreed. Tommy wanted to show his appreciation, got her a little gift for being his date for the evening. Did Tommy Hilfiger get her a $40,000 Rolex watch?
Whoa.
A hybrid Prius car? Or $50,000 worth of Tommy Hilfiger goods from his catalog? Answer in just a minute. A lot of late-breaking news that I'm able to work into the report because this is great water cooler stuff. That monster, Ariel Castro, who kidnapped those three girls in Ohio, has a 25-year-old daughter named Emily. And the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Yeah.
Emily is doing 25 years in prison for slicing her 11-month-old daughter's throat from ear to ear.
Whoa.
Because her baby daddy left her and she said she was upset. Luckily, the child lived. So Wade Robeson continues to get louder, saying that Michael Jackson molested him as a child. However...
And there's always a however in life.
Years ago, Wade testified under oath not once but twice, swearing that Michael Jackson never molested him, never touched him. I believe that AEG may be behind this whole thing, getting Wade to come out and make these comments to help their case against Michael Jackson's estate. Britney Spears fled her house when it was threatened by a wildfire over in Calabasas last week. Now Britney says she doesn't feel safe at that house doesn't want to really return to that house, may sell that house. She says she still wants to move back to Louisiana. Hey, do you remember O.J. Simpson's girlfriend, Christy Prodi?
No.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
I don't.
He dated her from the time after the trial, the civil trial, until he went to prison. Dated her for years. Looks a lot like Nicole Brown. Blonde hair, Christy Prodi. She was photographed with him for years. Well, she lives in Fargo. And this week pleaded guilty of stealing drugs from elderly couples while working at a retirement home.
Oh.
She's looking at 20 years in prison. Justin Bieber nuggets. When Justin travels, he likes to play a little ping pong. So he has his 24-carat gold ping pong table flown to wherever he is.
Who doesn't have one of those?
Yeah.
Grief.
Yeah, this is the same kid that won't return phone calls to his grandparents who are dying and are broke. And some suggest that Justin Bieber being attacked on stage in Dubai last week might have been all staged as a publicity stunt.
Yeah, I would bet it still was staged.
Love Nugget. Don't know why, but it was Ryan Seacrest that broke up with Julianne Hough. Ryan's either got to be working too much, nuts, or gay.
Well, I've seen that hag. Who wouldn't bring
up
with her?
Boy, get rid of her.
I was going to say, Julianne Hough, not only one of the most beautiful women in Hollywood, one of the smartest, one of the nicest women in Hollywood.
Gay.
Unbelievable. And finally.
Yeah, the jury just walked back in. What's the verdict? Oh, gay?
Gay. Okay.
All right.
Tommy Hilfiger asked Nicki Minaj to be his date for the Met. What did he buy her as a little thank you gift? What he should have got her was some talent if he could have helped her with
yeah.
that.
Yeah, no kidding.
$40,000 Rolex, a Prius car, or $50,000 worth of Tommy Hilfiger goods from his catalog.
Damn. Watch.
Catalog.
Yeah, you give me a Prius, I'll never talk to you again. I'm going to go the watch.
Called her ahead of time to find out what she was wearing, showed up at her house to pick her up with the matching color $40,000 Rolex.
Told you.
Wow. I'm Mike Evans in Hollywood. Stay up.
That's good. She deserves it.
That's right. Mike Evans, courtesy of Thompson Price, thompsonprice.com. You going to get a chance to go, anybody, to Amini's this weekend? That's something I would suggest that you do. It take a few minutes out of your day, and you will go back. Amini's is one of those stores you go into for one thing. And maybe the one thing is just look around. But then you're going to see things you're going to want to come back and spend more time with. Now, take your kids when you go to Amini's. There are lots of places that adults shop, and they don't want their kids with them because their kids are bugging. What are you going to need? They're bugging them and tugging on their clothes. You'll have to go beg them to leave. Amini's, because Amini's has arcade games and pinballs, not just for your kids to play while you're there. They sell them. This is a store that can turn your basement into your favorite place to hang out because of all the things they have that make that basement such a special place. You put a jukebox in a basement and a pool table and maybe a pinball machine or an arcade game, ping pong table, foosball, boom, you got it. And maybe down there, too, you already have a nice big screen TV. Sound system, you just need a couple of big home theater chairs. They have those, too. And then so much more. Hardwood and tile. Huge in homes now for flooring, which means a lot of people are looking for good quality area rugs, either machine-made or handmade. The price range at Amini's goes from about $500 to $100,000 for a rug. You want to see some incredibly gorgeous handmade rugs, and maybe that's way out of your limit. It is for most people, but man, is it fun to look at and see what real quality looks like, knowing that also for $500, you can get a fine quality machine-made rug that's beautiful and will last a long, long time. Lighting? Anybody who knows anything about interior decorating will tell you you can change the inside of a house without moving one piece of furniture or replacing it with lighting. The Jaffe Lighting section upstairs is spectacular. So you get the idea. You can't put a label on this Amini's. It's just Amini's. There's no other place like it. We haven't even talked about the number one selling product they have from this time of year up till about November, and that's patio furniture. They sell more of it than anything else because there are plenty of people who want quality and won't accept junk. And they don't sell junk at Amini's. A-M-I-N-I-S in the valley under the Copper Dome, Amini's.com.
Get another look at traffic. Here's Frank Ladd.
Well, we've still got heavy pockets of volume. 270 eastbound approaching 170. Working with a crash now. 270 southbound just south of Page. That one's blocking the right lane. 270 southbound heavy now south of Ladue to Doherty Ferry. 44 westbound. It remains heavy from Watson all the way out to 141. Debris remains in that left lane there near 141. 70 westbound starting to thin out. Just a heavy stretch between the Earth City Expressway and the Earth City Expressway and the Blanchette Bridge. 64 westbound. You're on the brakes now between Hampton and McCausland. Then again, between Spady and Mason and approaching the Boone Bridge. This update brought to you by Quaker State. New Quaker State Defy Motor Oil stops up to 98% of future engine wear based on the industry standard sequence A4 wear test. Learn more at QuakerState.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550 KTRS.
Before the storm, during the storm, and after the storm, turn to KTRS for the latest weather updates, road conditions, and school closings. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
If you're type 2, this means you. If you're an adult living with type 2 diabetes, you may be eligible to participate in a clinical research study of an oral investigational drug. For more information, call Patterson Medical Clinic, 314-831-5999. Volunteers may receive, at no cost, study-related doctor visits, research drug or placebo, and lab work. Medical insurance is not required to participate. To learn more, call Patterson Medical Clinic, 314-831-5999. That's 314-831-5999.
If you've shopped for siding, you have probably noticed all the products look alike. One exception is Amazing Plank Acrylic Siding. From the bold, rich colors to the unique wood grain, Amazing Plank Acrylic Siding stands out from the crowd. And since Amazing Plank is the longest, one-piece, insulated siding system available, unsightly seams are a thing of the past. For a limited time, receive an additional 20% off or 18 months no interest. Call Amazing Siding today, 636-230-5800.
Call Amazing Siding and you'll never paint again.
It's got a memo from headquarters. Dear Frank, know you're excited about working tomorrow since we told you you would not be on assignment. You are not going to be on assignment. We just don't want you on the air tomorrow.
What?
Wow.
You're not on assignment?
And I'm not on. They don't want me on the air. Whoa. Well, that settles it. I guess I won't be here. Be nice to Paul Harris. Thanks for joining us. Have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
From ABC News. I'm Brad Wheatless. ABC News spoke with the mother of Cleveland abduction victim Gina De Jesus.